Okay. We're on Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. Va'azda here. Va'azda Rava Latime. Rava is going according to his reasoning. To Amar Rava, but Rava said, Sal, a basket, Vagar Gursani, and the specialized basket, Shemila On, that they filled them, Kalim, with Kalim inside them, Be'etzbilan, and you total them all together, Tahorin. They are Tahor, it works, you can do Kli, Patoch Kli, if it's a really wide basket. Another halacha related, a mikvah, Shechilkoi. A mikvah that you split it into, with the aid, Vasal, Vagar Gursani. You put this big basket in the middle and kind of made a two sections in the mikvah. Hatoivul Sham, now, if a person dipped in either side, which is now less than the Shia mikvah, let's say each side has 20 sa, yeah, Loi Alsa Loi Tevila. His Tevila doesn't work. What's the Havamina that it would work? Because we know that a wicker basket or a basket made of reeds has holes in the side, right? So there is some kind of water flow from one side to the other. But nevertheless, yeah, that would be considered two mikvahs by the separation of the basket in the middle. And we're going to prove that. Daha, the behold, Ara, the ground itself, Kula, all of it, is Chalchuli Mechalchula. It's all perforated or porous. It means it has holes in it. If you dig in the ground, it's all wet. Okay, and so lots of times, let's say you would have a river, and by the side of a river, yeah, you would have, or a lake, let's say a lake, and by the side of a lake, you would have another small pool. So if you would dig in the ground over there, there would be, like, water connecting them underneath, like, residual water in the ground. So you may say, it's connected. And that small pool to the side, if it would only have 20 sa, you can't be toivel there. Because what's the reason? Even though there is some kind of a connection, be'inan, we require, the ikam mem sa, there needs to be 40 sa of water, b'makom echad, in one place. So even though there is a connection, it has to be in one place. So too, if you split this mikvah with these big baskets, since we look at it as there's side A and side B, and therefore neither of them has 40 sa, and you could not total it. Okay, so now, v'hani mili, that we said, that you can't do this kli b'tuch kli, we're still in Rava's shita over here now, yeah, is b'chli tar, is what we're talking about when the big external kli was pure. And you want to be toivel your small kalim in the big kli. And that's where it's a problem if the opening would be narrow, right? If the opening is narrow, it is an actual problem. It's a gzera on other kalim that it may be narrow, but if it's actually narrow, it won't work, okay? So you've got so let's say you've got a bottle. You've got a milk bottle. You've got your milk bottle over here, so it's got a small orifice, but that milk bottle was tummy. A val b'chli tummy, you've got a tummy milk bottle, yeah, and you want to be toivel it, and in that milk bottle you put needles, migoy, since the salka, that it goes, normally salka means goes up, here it means it's effective. The word salka over here means it's effective. Tevila, the immersion, ritual immersion. Lechule, for the entire, yeah, gufe, body, de mana, of the kli, of the vessel, meaning the milk bottle in our case. That's seen as the tevila works for the milk bottle. So salka, this is the migo over here, so too, yeah, it's effective, lahu, for them, yeah, I mean, right, nami, likalim, to those needles, to ispe, that are in that outer vessel, in the was tome milk bottle. And we're going to prove that. Basically, just as Brad was, obviously, you know, if you got a kli that has a small opening, obviously, you can toggle in the mikvah, but we know we can do that, right? So the principle is seen as it's, Rashi says, an interesting point, he says, just as it became Tomei, so too it becomes Tahor. So just as it became Tomei from the outside, and I suppose the inside also becomes Tomei, so too when it becomes pure, when you purify from the outside, also the inside becomes tar. And as soon as that happens, it also helps the things that are inside. Okay. Ditanan, we're gonna bring a proof that this works halachically. Kalim, Shemilan, Kalim. So vessels that you fill them with other vessels. Behitzbilan, and you toivel them. Hare Elu Tahorin, these are Tar. V'imloi Toval. And if you didn't dip it in the mikvah, the Gemara is going to ask, this doesn't make sense, this, what I mean, if you didn't dip it. Right? Maim amutravim, then the water has to be mixed up, add you until, mutravim, until they're mixed together, kushveris anod, like the spout of a water skin. That's the end of the brisa, and now the Gemara is going to ask, it doesn't make sense. Yeah? My karma, what's it saying in the end of the brisa? The imlo toval, and if you didn't dip it, right? If you didn't dip it, there's nothing doing, right? So this is what it means. Hachi ka'omo. This is what the Brisa is saying. V'im einoi tzorich la'atzbilo. If you do not, are you not required to toivel the outer kli, then you would require umayim u'ravim. The mixture should be mixed together, meaning the water in the kli and the water outside the kli. Ad you murabim, until it should be mixed together to the extent of b'shveres anoid, like the width of a water skin spout. So we see over there, if you don't need to dip the outer kli, then you're required to have this opening of this two finger breadth, which you can push around. But if you do, right? But if you are toiveling, that's the ratio of the rice, so we can work back now and figure it out. But if you do need to richly toivel the outer kli, then we don't care how big the opening is to the kli. Okay? We'll go over it, you'll see that. So basically that's the point. If you're anyway toiveling the outer one, so everything's fine, because it seems it works for the outer one, it also works for the inner one. If you don't need to toivel the outer one, so therefore you need to basically, the inner water in the vessel has to be an extension of the mikvah, and therefore you require this shear of kushveres hanoid. Vaha, carrying on. Vaha the rab, this is easy now.
Sorry, I really didn't understand that. Are you saying that it? Yeah. I'm sorry,
it's counterintuitive. You know, it's counterintuitive.
No, I mean, is that, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one that didn't understand that. Like a shear of the whole of the opening? Do you mean that the water needs to go all the way in and fill that key to the edge of that, or what you just...
No, the water always has to go in. Yeah? But if it to be considered like a circuit, a connection, halachically, to be considered halachically connected, the water that is inside the vessel, right? Therefore, the opening has to be this diameter. Let's call it 5 centimeters. Right? You need a 5 centimeter opening to the vessel in order to consider the water that's in the vessel to be connected to the outer body of water.
Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah, just might as well go by that. Sorry, slicker. Hang on.
Okay. Vaha the rubber. The Rebbe Ila Tanai. Right, this machlokes of Rava and Rebbe Ila is a machlokes Tanai with regards to what is the reason you can't be toivel one kli inside of another kli. Yeah, the Tanya. Sal Vagagusani, Shemilan Kalim, these big baskets that you fill them with Kalim, Vitz Bilan, and you toivel them, Bein the Kodesh, Bein the Truma, whether it's for Kodesh and whether it's for Truma, it's to Horin. Okay, so that's clearly like Rava. Okay, Abba Shaul says, "Oima l'truma aval lo l'kodesh." This works for truma and not for kodesh. Okay, so you see, it's a machlokis tanoim. Okay, we're going to stop here because this there's quite a lot of shackles to the tar in this next point. This was what Brad asked last time, but I don't think it's quite complex. It's easy, but it's the shackle of the tar is a bit tricky. So we'll stop here and get clear on this bit, and then Bez Hashem will move forward next year on the further.